that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kenny.
Here comes the sun.
The Beatles album, Abbey Road, has been adapted into a live concept performance with 100 Chico performers, top talented musicians and dancers. And it's all happening on stage tonight and tomorrow night at Chico State's Laxon Auditorium. Today we talk with three members of the team who put together this unique event. Here comes the sun. Art is Me. That's the title of the program of classes to encourage Chico area retirees to get creative with many different forms of art. Drawing, painting, dance movement, and creative writing. We'll be talking today with two of the Art is Me instructors. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
Redding's Riverfront Playhouse presents the whodunit comedy, The Games Afoot, or Homes for the Holidays. See it tonight or tomorrow at 7:30, or Sunday at 2. At the Old City Hall in Redding, Shasta County's newest acting company, Axiom Repertory Theater, concludes its run of Amadeus. This play about Mozart and his jealous rival performs tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, with the final presentation Sunday at 2. In Red Bluff at the State Theater tomorrow, enjoy the Massenkoff Russian Folk Festival, showcasing authentic Russian songs, balalaika music, and folk ballet. Hear those balalaikas ringing out. Come and keep your comrade warm, starting at 7:30. The Orland Art Center opens the exhibit, A Tapestry of Many Textures, featuring paintings by Rosa Fabrio Moore. Meet the artist at a reception at the Art Center, going on right now and lasting till 7. Chico's Blue Room Theater ends its run of Here, spelled H-I-R, a subversive comedy about patriarchy and gender roles. Final shows are 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. Also this weekend is your last chance to see the California Regional Theater production of Sister Act, a Tony-nominated show based on the 1992 film. This musical comedy plays at the Chico Center for the Arts tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and the final performance is Sunday afternoon at 2. Chico Theater Company presents the classic Lerner and Lowe musical, My Fair Lady. Have a lovely time tonight or tomorrow, starting at 7:30. There's also a Sunday matinee at 2. Monday, the Big Room at Sierra Nevada's Brewery welcomes the Shane Dwight Band. 7:30 is the start time for this evening of Americana, R&B, and some flat-out rock and roll. Thursday at Chico State's Laxon Auditorium, get ready for a mishmash of punk, hip-hop, cumbia, and rock with Los Cafeteras. Catch the Southern California Latin vibe beginning at 7:30. Chico State's Janet Turner Print Museum hosts Currency, the 11th National Turner Print Competition and Exhibition. Experience a sampling of contemporary art prints from across the country. The museum's open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 4. 1078 Gallery in Chico continues its exhibit, The Monday Funnies, Michael Mulcahy's painted collages combining comics, bad advertising imagery, and vibrant colors. 1078 is open Thursday through Saturday, 12:30 to 5:30. In Paradise at Theater on the Ridge, the play of Kites and Kings continues. It's a hysterical, historical account of the American Revolution seen through the eyes of Benjamin Franklin's landlady. It's on stage tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. Tomorrow at Norton Buffalo Hall in Paradise, the sultry jazz stylings of singer Hallie Lauren. She takes the stage at 7 o'clock. In Yuba City, the acting company sends us Love Letters, a two-character play about a man and a woman expressing their lifetime of ups and downs in a series of letters. Open the envelope tonight or tomorrow at 7:30, or receive a special delivery at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Tomorrow at the acting company, celebrate this nation the quirky way with This America, a comic review uncovering our country's foibles through a range of musical styles. Two performances tomorrow, 1 o'clock and 3. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. In just a moment, we'll hear from Chico performing artists who've imagined a stage version of the Beatles' album Abbey Road. John Lennon told us, reality leaves a lot to the imagination.
Of the Beatles with Abbey Road, and that's going to be on stage in a live original performance that opens tonight and plays tomorrow night, two performances only, at Laxon Auditorium on the Chico State campus. And I have three of the creative team that's putting together this production. Let's start with Joshua Haig, the musical director. He's also the big cheese of Uncle Dad's Art Collective.
I am a little cheesy, so thank you.
Yeah. So Josh, tell me how this idea came up to do Abbey Road.
This has actually been quite a process, and some of our community people that have been to a lot of our stuff can probably testify that we've done a ton of these. The model is that we take classic material that people are used to and use it as a gateway for the community to access what we think is really unique and thoughtful and amazing arts in town.
You're doing all the songs on the album, Abbey Road.
All of Abbey Road. And in the middle, we're inviting eight other bands to come on stage and perform their renditions of other Beatles material that is similar in style.
How many performers total do you think there'll be?
Somewhere between 90 and 100. We came up with a loose plot that ties the whole show together. And then within those constraints, we asked the performers, musicians, dancers, acrobats, aerialists, circus arts, that kind of stuff. We asked them to take that material and turn it into a performance of their own they thought best went with our original concept.
We also have here Julia Rauter, the visual art director. And you came up with that concept?
There's a story to this show because we didn't just want it to be a variety show. The plot is loose because we wanted to give artists that are involved in the show the opportunity to present themselves in what they are best at.
You have a 17-piece orchestra. You got 30 or 40 dancers. What other kinds of visual presentations do you have?
Some animations. We'll have a set. We have acrobats. We have an aerialist. Costumes. All the good things.
Well, we have Courtney Osteen. Describe the part you're playing.
My part is called The Dreamer. It's as if I have just woken up into this wild and fantastic, trippy Alice in Wonderland world. I make my way through it. I try to figure it all out. I meet various characters along the way that help me or scare me. Something new that I learned for this show is the aerial silks. I'm doing the song Through the Bathroom Window with Mike Bogowitz, amazing aerial dancer.
Have you ever been in a production with this many performers?
I've been in various ballets with lots of people involved, but the energy of this is so different and so much more exciting, vulnerable, and real compared to a ballet. I think it's going to be thrilling. It's going to be invigorating for people to see such pure expression on stage.
How about you, Josh? Tell me about one of your favorite numbers.
My role has been directing the band and putting that together. The challenge for the music has been to take material that is so familiar to people and bring a new freshness to it without sacrificing what made the song great to begin with. The fun part for me overall has been deciding when we can take a chance and kind of go a little farther out and when we need to reel it back and just beef up what the Beatles already had.
Well, give me a specific example.
Sure. One of my personal favorites has been the number Something. For Something, we slowed it way down. We tried to add a lot of strings and make it really lush. I would almost say it's like a prayer, a hymn of some form. It comes right after Come Together, which is this bombastic number that then trickles down into what I would consider like the aftermath. And so we slowed it way down, and the vocal quartet just has this really nice four-part vocal line that goes the entire time that's just, I think, bewildering.
Courtney, during this number that we're talking about, Something, what are you and the other dancers doing?
Something is in the beginning of the show, and I have just woken up baffled by this dream world. So I run and I escape to watch from afar, to watch this intriguing love interest character. I try to get his attention and come back down and go from there.
This music by the Beatles famously has many times a psychedelic element to it. And what you've been describing has this kind of surreal, psychedelic thing, dreamlike presence. How did you bring out that feel to what we'll see on stage in this set?
We asked Brent and Renee Boyd, who are local set builder extraordinaires, to collaborate. We gave them pretty much full rein. What we told them is visually, because there's so many songs and so many different feels and situations, it seems like the worlds are constantly changing and moving. They were challenged to create a set that looked normal, but could quickly be changed or moved in a way that feels like a different place, and doing that with limited people on stage to actually do it.
On one of the most psychedelic numbers, what do we see on stage during that number?
Don't want to give away too many of the special effects type situations, but for the number I Want You, very early on we knew we wanted to take that a very dark direction. If people are familiar with the song, it ends with this long buildup of noise and drony sounds that cut off at a random weird time.
Which song is that?
I Want You, She's So Heavy. We asked Brent and Renee to create a set that could be destroyed. The set has been built in a way that it can be broken apart and then put back together quickly. There'll be this really fun moment where the intensity of the song will be replicated by the set essentially crumbling. And then for the next number, which is Here Comes the Sun, it's then the sunrise, it then comes back together and we get this moment of relief.
Courtney, what kinds of costumes do you and the other dancers have?
There are some very extravagant, beautiful costumes in the show. My costume is very simple, though. I'm just wearing kind of a little night dress, like I have woken up from my dream. But just the colors and the way they're presented are going to tie it all together just so well.
This was the first show we actually had a costumer. Aaron Lizardo is working on costuming the show, and that's been a real interesting thing. We have people wearing suns on their head and huge, extravagant, I don't know their full names, Trevor.
Trevor La Laguna Anciana, Orlando La Laguna, two local artists made a headpiece and some light up skirts and things.
Josh, since you are the musical director and you've been thinking about this Beatles music a lot, I'd like to ask you this. Where do you think the music of the Beatles will be in 100 or 200 years? Is it going to become an established thing like, you know, the music of Mozart, the music of Bach? Is it going to be this kind of established thing in the history of music in the same way?
You know, actually, I was having a conversation about this the other night with somebody. I think the Beatles are the most consequential rock band of all time. And I don't think we'll ever have another Beatles. We might, but not in that situation. Just the timing was correct. The artistry was correct. The sound was correct. But what I was most inspired by, I mean, I like the Beatles a lot, and I was excited to look into their material and arrange it and work on it. But what's most inspiring to me is that they were a band that started a certain way. You know, you listen to early Beatles stuff. They're a Little Richard cover band, basically, doing American rock and roll tunes. But then they progressed as artists and put out these really complicated, thoughtful arrangements and songs. But not only did they do that, but audiences followed them. Mm-hmm. And gave them the creative freedom to explore that. So it seems to me that the best part about working in the Beatles material is that aesthetic, is that we can be creatively free to try new things, and the spirit of the Beatles kind of shows that that's okay.
The spirit of the Beatles is on stage at Loxton Auditorium tonight and tomorrow night. We've been talking about Abbey Road, produced by Uncle Dad's Art Collective. Thanks to Josh, Julia, and Courtney for coming in and talking about it.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
We're listening here to the Chico Singers and Musicians rehearsing for Abbey Road, which will be on stage tonight and tomorrow night at Loxton Auditorium on the Chico State campus. The performances at this point are almost, if not completely, sold out. So I recommend, if you want to see the show, go right now online to uncledad.co. That's .co, not .com, and get tickets now if they're still available. Or you can go in person to the Chico State box office. Do it right away. The box office is at 3rd Street and Chestnut.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I am at the studio of Christine McShane on a beautiful section of the creek, 561 East Lindo Avenue, and we're going to be talking about a very exciting program. Christine, tell me about Art Is Me, funded by a grant achieved through Friends of the Arts by Deborah Lucero.
They wanted us to kind of target older citizens looking at retirement. We decided we wanted to open up a few doors. So we offered four components: writing, movement, performance, and then, of course, painting and art. We actually have with us today Carol, who is one of our participants. She's kind of brought the whole thing full circle, because not only did this kind of pull it all together for her in a creative way, but she's actually going back out into the community through the studio to teach as well.
Can you start us out by taking us back to the very beginning days of the program? What was it like for participants? Did you have people anxious or terribly excited?
I think predominantly anxious, because, you know, because it was new. What are we doing and why are we doing it? that is part of what being creative is about, is you go into corners of your own life that have been dusty for a while, and you're not really sure what's going to come out when you do. So when we opened up the first segment with Virginia Partain, she did the creative writing, it became very personal and very intimate right away. And I think not only did that cement friendships, but it really kind of set the tone for the rest of what was going to happen.
It's wonderful that the arts can bridge isolation.
Funny that you should say that. A lot of our creative processes actually require us to be in isolation. We wanted to create kind of a community feeling while we're doing it, but allow each of the participants to be able to go within. And I think we succeeded in doing that. They moved on to movement, some very basic moves for yoga and dance to help people remember their bodies, probably more than anything else. And then that moved on into the performance. Whit Mather, he's in paradise with the performing arts up there. He's actually a really good improv teacher, and he brought a lot of that to the classes. I wasn't in the classes. I was in my studio at the time, but all I could hear was laughing in the other room. So I know that it was fun for everybody. And everybody would come out just really with a nice energy about themselves. And I think they got a lot of confidence, especially when we did our graduation at the very end. And we got to see everybody's artwork. We heard several of the written pieces performed by the writer themselves. In that sense, everything kind of came together on the graduation night.
This is a program that was funded by the California Arts Commission with the idea it wouldn't just be a few months of doing these creative endeavors, it would continue to have life within the community. We can see that is a success story by speaking with Carol Thompson.
I spent my career in a real corporate structure, so art is new for me. I had worked with Christine at the studio in the past, and I liked it very much. And when I heard about Art Is Me, I said, oh, I don't know what this is about at all, but if Christine's doing it, then I'm going to come along. And I also knew that Virginia Partain was going to be teaching writing. I have written for a living. That's very different than writing for myself. The creative writing segment of this was probably, for me, the most profound experience. It has changed my life. It was wonderful to explore a little part of my girlhood, understanding some of the creative roots that I'm now feeling coming out in creative juices were there from my little girlhood. I'm excited about that. So I've been playing around with painting and visual arts for 3 years. One of the things I discovered here at the studio as part of another class that Christine had was monoprinting on jelly plates. It's an opportunity to just make art. I didn't know how to draw. I still don't know how to draw, but I know that I love color and I like making color and I like creating pieces that have color and then for some reason look good up on people's walls, my own included. I now use jelly plate printing every day in my studio, which I've built since this class happened. Art Is Me.
You say jelly plate. Tell us a little bit about the process.
Well, in a class that I have coming up, a workshop that I have coming up, I call it a play shop. It will be a 6x6 silicone plate, or silicone, I guess is the right word, plate that you place paint on. Acrylic paint. There are other things you can put on there, but we'll be working in acrylics primarily. Then you take a piece of paper, put it on top of that plate that has paint on it, and pull it off, and voila. I have color and paint and something quite different than I might have imagined.
So you actually have fulfilled the goal of this Art Is Me program. You are now sharing your enthusiasm, having your own workshops.
Yes, I am. And the reason I've chosen the time of day that I've chosen is that I think primarily the people who will be in my class are people who are available to come to a class in the middle of the day.
Well, Christine, what do you feel about what has emerged from this Art Is Me program?
Oh, I feel like it's a very positive everything. Every now and then I get a little reminder of like, let us know when you're going to do the next one.
There are many people out there who have retired who love art, but are frankly terrified that they don't have enough talent and feel as if they'd be embarrassed to do something that would be wrong in front of others. How about that, Carol?
Yeah, I'm scared to death. Every time I pull out a blank piece of paper to do something with it, I'm scared. You know, it's just playing, but it is intimidating. You know, I show it to my cats first, and then I show it to my husband, and he sometimes snarls a little bit, but he does tell me when it's good because he's the artist in the house.
Christine, how do you deal with this problem of anxiety and fear that you'll do something wrong if you start painting, if you haven't painted before?
Well, we encourage everyone, you know, to come and at least try it. All of the classes, Carol's, myself, anybody who teaches here, we do have felting and some other, we have a paper mosaic class coming up. Everything is broken down very, very much step by step. And the thing I try to impress on everybody is it isn't about talent. It's about willingness to do it and showing up. Keep showing up and keep showing up, and eventually the neurons kick in and things start to make sense. By just listening, and that's all it is, just listen, now we're going to do this, now we're going to do that. And I try to give everybody, this is why we're doing that. If they have a mind to learn something from the evening or from the class, they'll find something in there. But if they're just there to just to relax and enjoy, they can get that too. So that the information comes to them in a very soft way rather than instructional. We also have a lot of fun. I would say there's a lot of camaraderie here, regardless of whatever level people are at. Very supportive.
Give us some details on how someone listening to this program and suddenly thinks, I might be able to do that. How can they contact you?
First of all, through my Facebook, Christine McShane, or at christinemcshane@gmail.com. It's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. M-A-C-S-H-A-N-E.
Mac Shane rather than M-C Shane. Is it okay if someone calls you?
Yes, they can call or text me at 530-370-1285.
Carol, do you think people might have a real positive change in their lives if they began to experiment with the arts?
Absolutely. And if nothing else, the change can be learning how to just take some time for yourself. Time to do something that is totally foreign to you and that after a while isn't foreign. It's another way of being.
Well, thank you very much.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, this is Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.